Hello and welcome to our program. Today we're continuing in this series on learning how to love. Paul wrote to a really good group of people here at Philippi, and he said, "This I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment." We need to have some knowledge and we need to have some discernment when it comes to the subject of love. Now, when the Lord wrote to the pastor at Ephesus in Revelation chapter 2, he said, "I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love." Now, we've said before, the first rule of Bible study is to ask yourself, who is speaking and to whom is he speaking? He said, I have somewhat against thee. This is the Lord. He's writing to the pastor at Ephesus. "I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love." Now, we read in Revelation 2, verse number 1, under the angel of the church of Ephesus, right? Now, the angel, the word means messenger, and of course, the messenger is the pastor. So, he says to the pastor, "I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love." Three things are very important for us to understand as we look at this subject of love in this portion of Scripture. The message was addressed to the pastor. There was a first love problem. Now, the dictionary says a problem is a situation regarded as harmful and needing to be dealt with and overcome. Let me say that again. There's a problem here. There's a first love problem. It has to do with the pastor. And the problem is a situation regarded as harmful and needing to be dealt with and overcome. So we read here, 3, that he left his first love. He didn't lose it. He didn't lose it. He left it. Now, a problem, as we said, and I want to emphasize this, is a situation regarded as harmful and needing to be dealt with and overcome. And so we read that Jesus said, "I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love." The leadership made a conscious decision to leave one position for another position. Now, to lose something might be excusable. There can be a problem going on and there's a house is on fire and you run out and, "Oh, I lost my keys." Well, that's excusable. You're going to lose your keys. Circumstances are rough. To lose something might be excusable. To leave something is to make a conscious decision. The word "left" here means to depart from one place or position to go to another. That's the dictionary definition of leaving something. The pastor purposely left his first love. He made a conscious decision. Now, the Lord has some good things to say about this pastor. He was serving. Christ knew all about the pastor's service concerning the ministry. He knew about the pastor's works. If you read it in here, it refers to his labors. Not only that, the pastor was separated. The pastor at Ephesus did not bear them which were evil. He faithfully tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and found them liars. We need more of that today. The pastor at Ephesus was faithful in keeping the church pure. Not only that, the pastor was stable. He was not the kind of preacher who would cooperate with those who promote the damnable heresy that says you can be saved without repenting. He wouldn't cooperate with those people. He would expose them. Verse 3 says the pastor had borne, that means he did not abandon the truth, as so many have today, and had patience. Tribulation worketh patience. If you're going to stand today and not abandon the truth, you're going to get some persecution. You're going to find a little patience. You're going to have a little tribulation from people who call themselves Christians. He says, this pastor had borne and had patience, and for my name's sake, the Lord said, had labored and had not fainted or grown weary and shut down in this situation. But the pastor had a major shortcoming. Christ's rebuke for his pastor was, "Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love." You made a conscious decision to change your position. Now, we need to look at this love relation. Love is a relationship. There are several words in the original, in the scriptures, that refer to different kinds of love. There's a low-level type of love that says, I will love you if you do things my way. It is a conditional love based upon our expectations. It is a love that says, you must earn my love. The love mentioned in our text is an unconditional love, which is the love of God and the love of the Lord. We read, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We could park on that verse for a couple of weeks. God so loved the world. The world. That means he loves the terrorists. Boy, we will love people who are doing things, you know, the way we want them to. But do we love the unlovely? God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He didn't give $100. He gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. It is an unconditional love. Now, love is the relationship, but with whom did the pastor's relationship change? We all have specific relationships. I was thinking about me. I am a Christian. I am a husband. I am a father. I am a grandpa. I am a pastor. I'm other things. I am a neighbor. I'm an uncle. There's a lot of different things that we are, different specific relationships that we have. As a Christian, our relationship with the Lord and with other Christians needs to be taken care of. Have we left that love? As a husband, now, for a Christian, that's his first love. But as a husband, my first love needs to be my relationship with my wife. As a father, my first love needs to be my relationship with my children. As a grandpa, my relationship with my grandchildren. And as a pastor, my relationship with the people in the church. Now, the Christian, he said in Deuteronomy 6, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. That's our relationship with the Lord. As a husband, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. The wife, teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children. The pastor, he said to this pastor, nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee because thou hast left thy first love. As a pastor, his relationship with his people is what the Lord is talking about here. Now, the pastor's main responsibility is not to be a great public speaker. His main God-given responsibility as a pastor is to love his people with an unconditional love. It is interesting, as we get into the New Testament and see the term pastor, the Greek word is translated pastor one time. Most of the time, the Greek word is translated shepherd. And Jesus said in John 10 and verse 3, the sheep hear his voice. He calleth his own sheep by name and leadeth them out. That's interesting. The sheep hear his voice. He calleth his own sheep by name. We have this idea today that if we get a big crowd of people, so many people we haven't got a clue what their names are, that that's being a good shepherd. No, if you have more people than you can call by name, that's not a church anymore. That's a crusade, a weekly crusade. In John 10, verse number 4, he said, the good shepherd, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. He said in verse 11, the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. When I was first starting out in the ministry, I met with a very well-known pastor who traveled every week to preach in conferences. I asked him if he was just starting out as a pastor of a church, as I was at that time, give me some ideas of what you might do differently. He didn't have to think about it. He immediately answered, I would stay home and take care of the sheep that God has given me. He said, the wolves are devouring the sheep while I fly around the country every week preaching to others. Like the pastor at Ephesus, he had left. He made a conscious decision. He decided to travel while the wolves were devouring his sheep. He left what God, his God-given first love responsibility. Well, be sure to be with us for our next program. Paul said, "And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment."